At a talk in New York, retiring Chief Weapons Inspector for the United Nations, Hans Blix, questioned whether a lengthier diplomatic process would have helped in the search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Mr. Blix says all of the Western intelligence agencies he met with were convinced that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction. But he says the search for those weapons was hampered early and often by poor intelligence.
The intelligence did not turn out to be very, very impressive. Shaky, I think, is a word that I have used. And it is somewhat puzzling, I think, that you can have 100% certainty about the weapons of mass destruction's existence and zero certainty about where they are.
Mr. Blix says the sources of intelligence, Iraqi defectors, satellites, electronic eavesdropping, and spies, all have their shortcomings. Consequently, he felt compelled to regularly voice skepticism about them. Mr. Blix says that although he wishes more time had been granted to the inspection process for diplomacy's sake, the actual rewards would have probably been modest at best.
I think it's very likely that if we had been allowed to stay longer, say another couple of months, well, maybe we would have made some progress, maybe we would have seen more proactive, but I doubt that we would have come at the end of May or June to say that, no, all the unaccounted for stuff is now accounted for. I don't think that would have happened. It might well have gone further, and I think we would have had to rely upon the long-term monitoring. And that then is containment. And they didn't have the patience for that in Washington. I understand their motivations.
The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq has made it clear that it prefers its own weapons inspections team to the U.N.'s in the ongoing search for biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons in Iraq. But recounting his experiences in a speech to the Private Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Blix said there are other reasons the U.N. inspectors are staying out of Iraq.
The U.N. inspectors are operating in a peaceful climate and with a measure of cooperation by the country. To go into a country which is under occupation and with a lot of use of force, where you cannot go around except with armed escorts, that would have been a very different matter. So I don't think we have never said that we ought to be going in. And frankly, working hand in hand for an international UN inspector to work hand in hand with the occupier would also have been a little strange.
Mr. Blix thinks that as time goes by, it gets increasingly unlikely that further inspections will turn up any weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. As controversial as the issue of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq remains, Mr. Blix says the removal of Saddam Hussein was a positive byproduct of the process and the war.
The balance sheet has to be made later when we see. I can see that some good things can come out of this war. And certainly a horrible regime was gone. Maybe it will facilitate the peace process. I don't know. We don't know yet.
Hans Blix steps down at the end of the month after 3 years as chairman of UNMOVIC, the UN organization created specifically to disarm Iraq of weapons of mass destruction. For Voice of America, this is James Donahoe in New York.